Hi, Brant Riding and Canada. This is Mark LeFerrier, the NDP federal candidate for Brant Riding, and I'm here with NDP MP Charlie Angus from Timmins, James Bay. And Charlie, what brings you out here this beautiful Saturday morning and all day, really?
Well, I'm here to get you elected because there's a lot of excitement about what you guys are doing in Brant. You guys are doing great outreach. You're reaching into the community in a way that the other mainline parties haven't, and we think that it's time that we had a change in representation in Brant, so I'm coming down here to do what it takes to make sure that you get into Parliament and you can take that kind of energy and that new thinking and get it into the House of Commons, because obviously we need some new thinking in the House of Commons.
Well, thank you so much, Charlie, and we really appreciate you coming down and everything you've been doing for us today. Now, we're at J.C. Hill Elementary School. That's a school on Six Nations. And what are we doing here today? What are we about to do?
Well, number one, it's a thrill to be in this beautiful school in Six Nations and to see, you know, the value of education. We're here to talk about the importance of education, especially for First Nation youth. They are the greatest resource Canada has, and it's a completely underutilized resource. In the communities I represent, where we have no schools, we have substandard schools, we have kids dropping out because they don't have access to proper education. This is criminal negligence on a massive scale. We've launched a campaign nationally called Shannon's Dream, named after the youth leader Shannon Koustashian, who led the fight across Canada for Aboriginal education rights. And we're here to say that in the 21st century, every kid deserves to be able to go to a big, safe, comfy school. Those were the words Shannon used. And so we're launching the campaign. We're showing the film. This is the first screening of the documentary we've made on the Shannon's Dream campaign. And we're really looking forward to talking with people here at Six Nations.
Now, we've been getting a lot of support for Shannon's Dream in Brant. I've been looking at the shannonsdream.ca website, and you see all these names from Brant, all these names from Brant Riding, from Six Nations, from the outlying areas. People here really agree with this. Even the Chamber of Commerce recently was pushing, the Brantford Chamber of Commerce was pushing for something along these lines because, again, like you said, it's such an underutilized and undersupported part of the country. And it's something we have to start doing. We have to start paying attention for both our cultures, for both the Aboriginal and the non-Aboriginal culture, because guess what? Neither of us is going anywhere, and we need to work together, correct?
It was really exciting to see the Brantford Chamber of Commerce take the lead in terms of saying we need to close the funding gap. And that's what the Shannon's Dream campaign is about. People don't realize that at a provincial schools, every child who walks into a provincial school is given a certain inalienable set of rights that cannot be messed with by town councillors, cannot be messed with by government. Their funding rights, their rights for class sizes, their teacher ratios, none of those rights exist on reserves. You get what INAC gives you. And you know what? It ain't good enough. So what we're saying is that we need to close the funding gap to make sure that the same standards, the same methodologies for building schools, for assessing class sizes that exist in the provincial school boards, they need to be applied at the federal level. And then we'll start to see the huge potential that's in our First Nation community start to really develop. Close the funding gap, give every kid the same education right, and you're going to see Canada really be transformed.
Well, and today, actually, this is just stop one. We have many stops today. We're going to be doing something at the Carnegie Building, at the Reed Room, the Reed Lounge, I should say, on local heritage. We're also going to be taking a tour of downtown Brantford, looking at some historically significant sites and some places where there used to be historically significant sites. We're going to be going to the Arts Block in the afternoon, and we're going to have a discussion with working artists about the cultural community and how to make that an economic driver and what the federal government's role is in that. Then we're having a big piece on net neutrality that's going to be webcast all over the country from the Personal Computer Museum's website. Now, net neutrality is such a big issue, and we will probably be doing another podcast about that at that time. But then tonight, 8 o'clock at the Station Coffee House and Gallery, we're going to be having the last stop at the station, this big musical fundraiser, and we have about 30 seconds left in this podcast. What do you have to say about that night of music?
Well, I'm encouraging people to come out. I will be singing. I'm the former lead singer of the band The Grievous Angels, former member of the band L'Etrangers. And Mark, you are going to work me like a dog today, so I hope you remember that when you come to Parliament, that when you get elected, I'm going to make you come into our riding, and we're going to work you as hard as you're working me today, but we're going to have a great time tonight.
Okay, that's absolutely true. I'll do whatever you need me to do at that time. But Brant, the people in Brant, please come out and see what we're about today at all these events. You can go to brantmark.ca, that's Mark with a C. You can check out details on everything. You can get tickets still for the event tonight. It's going to be such an amazing night. Thank you so much, Charlie.
Thank you, Megwitch.